Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're
Hi,
transferring?
Jessica. Her name
Hi.
is Miss Tiara McDavis. First name is T-E-I-R-R-A. Last name is M-C-D, as in dog, A-V as in Victor, I-S. And her best phone number is 934-206-9588.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. She'll take you from here, Ms. McDavis. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Tara. So again, my name is Jessica. The call is being recorded here. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
No, I don't.
No, okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
I am, yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Thank
okay.
You.
Do you know what year you were diagnosed?
2016.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo?
No.
No.
I know a friend
no
that took Depo. I'm not in contact with her. I don't think so. No.
Okay. No worries. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am. I was born here.
Perfect. And then did you, we'll go through the Depo information here. Did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
I use it for almost 3 years.
3 years. So yes, then. And within a year, did you have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And what year, estimately, did you first start using it?
In 2013.
2013. And then what year did you stop? 2016. Okay, and then let's see. Sorry, excuse me. We're going to go through the injured party information. So you said you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And then can you spell your first name for me?
T-E-I-R-R-A.
Okay, perfect. And then last name?
M as in Mary, C as in cat, D as in dog, A, V, I, S.
Okay, perfect. Is the D capitalized? Or is it lowercase?
Yeah. No, it's capital. Thanks.
Capital, okay, perfect. And then may I have your email address?
It will be firstnamelastname@gmail.com.
Okay, one moment.
Tiara McDavis at Gmail.
At Gmail. And then I believe he said your phone number was 934-206-9588.
Correct.
Okay. And is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
52 Nancy Street, West Babylon, New York, 11704.
Okay, perfect. And then next here, the medical information. So do you know either your, well, do you know the doctor that diagnosed you? what the name was? If not, at least facility.
Yeah, his name was Dr. Anthony Liu. He's at Huntington Hospital.
Huntington Hospital in what city?
Huntington, New York.
Huntington. And let's see, oh, Liu, as in L-I-U?
L-A-U.
L-A-U. Okay. Let me see, bear with me. Okay, I think I may have found. Is it Norwell Health Physician Partners at Huntington on Pulaski Road?
Huntington Hospital?
I'm so sorry.
It's 270 Park Avenue, Huntington.
Okay, one moment. Okay, yeah, I got it. Sorry about that.
No worries.
And then, have you ever had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And did you have treatments at the same facility?
Yes.
Same doctor? Okay.
Which treatment? Radiation?
Yeah, whatever kind of treatment. Did you have? Was it all at Huntington? Okay.
Yes, all was at Huntington.
Okay. And then do you remember the prescribing doctor or facility where you had the injections or were given the pills?
That was Lisa DeSantos.
Lisa DeSantos. And what's the facility?
She's in the Huntington Hospital as well.
Huntington Hospital. Okay, one moment. Is Dos Santos DOS and then a space SANTOS?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just want to make sure. And then your pharmacy's name?
I use the hospital pharmacy.
Hospital pharmacy? Okay. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records? If not, at least with a doctor?
Okay, I can get some from
well,
the
hospital. Well, they'll be able to request it. There will be a medical record with the hospital at least.
Okay.
There would be, right? I'm just...
Yes, I do have medical records with the hospital.
Okay, sorry. And then if they did need you to provide it, would you be able to provide it either electronically or via mail?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, no worries. And then the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add one?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. Bear with me. Okay, and then lastly, for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
6/23/89.
And again, it was 6/23/1989?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your social?
069-76-6419.
And again, it was 069-76-6419?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, that's fine. You could, yeah, that's fine.
Fine.
Are you going to send it text or email?
I was going to do both, if that's okay. Or do you want one way?
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
No, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just going to reconfirm everything once more. So again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma after using the depo for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
And then you did have at least 4 injections within a year before being diagnosed?
Yes, I did.
And there is a medical record for you indicating the meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over to you. I'll be right back, okay?
All right. Take your time.
All right. Thank you. One moment.